John, 10.
The food was delicious. The view through the restaurant's enormous windows was beautiful. And Ship kept talking, scarcely stopping to chew. But all Rubinek could focus on was his own boredom. Pouncing on one of the tiny pauses in Ship's ongoing monologue, Rubinek finally said, "How about we go to your cottage? I'd like to see that tin shoto shay." "You kidding? I'm going to show you the whole layout." The walk seemed longer than it was. Ship did not stop talking as they went past the busy tennis courts, along the edge of a small pond where a few ducks waddled out of their way and splashed into the water. Ship led Rubinek through his peak-roofed cottage to one of the two bedrooms, where the train set sprawled on the hardwood floor. The track followed a wandering oblong course through a meticulously fashioned forest of pine trees and large rocky outcroppings. Despite his lack of interest in trains, Rubinek was impressed with the beauty of the layout. It was clearly a labor of love. And even with his extremely limited knowledge of the hobby, Rubinek could tell it was pricey. As he got down on his knees beside the track, Ship rambled on. Something about the romance of trains that appealed to young and old alike, blah, blah, blah. Rubinek slipped his right hand into the pocket of his sport coat, pleased that the job was almost done. "I brought this one because it's so peaceful."